to be honest, I actually wanted to for many years. I saw the program and I was like, I told my mom, I was like, you know what? I want to do that. And because I did make some poor life choices, all my savings disappeared. So I didn't have that down payment for a regular home, and I'm still trying to build my savings. So luckily I was just, I'm going to apply. There's no harm. All they can do is say no. And then when I got the call that I actually got in, I started crying. I was definitely sick at home, but I just started crying. I was like, oh my God, I actually did it. But one thing is with the application, blood, sweat, and tears into it, is you don't realize how much you spend on Skip the Dishes until you do this. I had to make a lot of life changes.
Yeah, you start putting your own finances together you're thinking about it, and it's not an easy process. Like, they get thousands of applications every single year. They have criteria of, you know, you need to have either a full-time job or two part-time jobs. You need to be a Canadian citizen. You need to have a family. So, of course, you have your daughter. There's all sorts of criteria. And then it's not a free house. Sure, you don't pay, you don't have to put a down payment in, and you don't pay a mortgage, a full mortgage for 15 years, but you do have to give 27% of your income.
Yep.
And then the 500 hours of sweat equity here on the build site. So you've already been here for a few days. Mm-hmm. How's the body feeling?
Not good. Getting out of bed is very hard. Bending down is very hard. Lifting up my arm is very hard. But it's the more you work it, the better it feels after a little bit. But I will be sore for the rest of the week after today, considering today's my last day. So I'm going to be taking it very easy for the next few days.
Last day for this week, then you're coming back in a couple months, and of course your house won't be done until next year. We're sitting in right now what I think is by your front door, if I have the layout correct. Where, when you imagine moving into this space, like, what are all the things that are going through your mind from where you are now, the place you live now, to where you will be in a year from now?
It'll be different. It'll actually be something that is mine. I have a lot of limitations where I live now. Like, I basically live out of my bedroom. That's my comfort zone. That's where I keep, you know, like, my TV, and that's where I hang out, play video games, whatever, read. I have full run of the house as well, but my room is my sanctuary. But it'll be nice to actually have a whole house that is my sanctuary.
And that it's yours. It belongs to you. It's in your name. Have you imagined what you'll put in the house and what you'll decorate with and the colors?
I have no idea. I've already been buying things. I don't have enough storage where I am now to continue to do so. But I have a lot of things, a lot of ideas that I'll be doing. And my daughter also has a lot of ideas of what she wants to do with the second bedroom and whatnot.
What's it going to mean to show your daughter this place when it's all done and move in on your own? You mentioned you cried when you found out you had been selected.
Yeah.
But just imagining the day where you two get to walk through this front door that we're sitting in right now.
Right. I hope she'll appreciate it. It's like literally blood, sweat, and tears into every aspect of doing this project, from the application, because the paper cuts I got from it, to volunteering, and, you know, a few bangs and scrapes, and then actually building. So I hope she actually appreciates it, and, you know, just knows that I've been working hard as a single parent to provide this for her.
It's not easy for anyone to get into the home ownership game, let alone when you're single income and you're working and you're taking care of a child by yourself. And so for you, this whole process, you know, as you look around the team out here today, when you think about the application and the end game, just what do you think about the Habitat community overall?
I think it's awesome. Like, it honestly helps us, that the ones that think that we can't actually achieve owning our own home, they make it a reality. Whereas, like, I thought I was just never going to be able to do this. I thought I was going to be in an apartment or live at my parents or whatever, just get roommates all my life. But this kind of program helps a lot of the people that don't think they can do it.
So, can I join you for a beer in a year's time in your new house?
Sure.
If that's your drink of choice, we can pick something else.
We can pick something else, definitely. Beer's not my jam. But there's definitely going to be a nice housewarming. My employer wants to come, and same with my whole team I work with. They want to come and have a party at my house. So, but I'm only bringing select number of chairs because I don't want you to stay alone.
All right. I'll keep that in mind. Thank you very much.
I'm just kidding. Thank you so much.